this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
You're listening to Radio Eastside, and this is Breaking Waves, a show for the neurologically divergent people who are different. We've got one up. Here's another one for you to look up.
Inversion.
Inversion. Inverted things. Things upside down. Back to front. Inside out. Topsy-turvy.
Mirror. Mirror.
Mirror. Mirror world. Shout out to Ed over in New Zealand. On the outer light. Or the outer dark, is it?
Both.
Yes, the idea of... the concept of... inversion. So this word comes once again, like most of our words. What is it about Latin? This one comes from Latin. Invertio.
And according to the dictionary, the action of inverting something, or the state of being inverted, the inversion of the normal domestic arrangement, so a reversal of the normal decrease of air temperature with altitude, or of water temperature with depth. So that's a different example.
Yeah, does, if we go to the interwebs for a definition, we get a few different areas that we get definitions in. What are some of them?
We always like to get into the definitions on this show, but the word inversion actually does have a connection to language itself, to changing language itself, right, John?
Well, it's a technique. Would you call it that? Used in language or writing, where you invert the meaning of a sentence by adding a adverb in this instance. If you've got a sentence like, he's a good bloke, and then you add a qualifier, an adverb in there, not such a good bloke. Makes it kind of the opposite.
Okay,
example. Cambridge gives an example as little did he know. So the little is the adverb added to the sentence. The rest of it is like he knows is the end part. But by adding the first part, it inverts it. So it's like a language technique, let's call it. So besides this grammatical technique, inversion occurs in language a lot in terms of people using words in the opposite way that they're actually defined as. So I think there's a fair bit of that kind of inversion happens.
Most definitely.
What's an example of that?
Well, the one that I remember you told me was that got me thinking on this train was clinical.
Yeah, so the word clinical these days is used to describe a doctor's relationship with a patient. And a clinical approach is a more professional, reserved or impersonal I think I'd be correct in saying, approach to doctoring. Whereas if you look up the actual meaning of the word, it's derived from ancient Greece, kliniki, and it means, or it speaks to the relationship, a more intimate relationship between a doctor and a patient, because it actually means at the patient's bedside. So it actually speaks to intimacy. So there you've got it flipped on its head the way it's used now in terms of doctors and their headspace, their mentality or approach to their patients.
It takes time for certain words and phrases and sayings as well to become inverted. The expression blood is thicker than water. Apparently, some say it originally meant the blood of the covenant is thicker than that of the womb. So that's meaning the opposite of how it's used today, to mean that the familial bonds override everything else. And another example I thought of would be what we can associate with certain names. For example, Nimrod in the Bible was this really heroic, skilled hunter, whereas our association with the name Nimrod now would be to mean someone who is foolish and inept.
So what's the cause of these inversions in concept that you refer to?
Well, it can be a number of different causes. I think some people have attributed the Nimrod to come from Looney Tunes, to Bugs Bunny referring to people as Nimrod, like, hello, my little Nimrod, and stuff like that. So there's like a pop culture influence. But a lot of it, has to really question how could things become so topsy-turvy, because these contradictions, it's not just to do with usage of expressions in the past being different to today, but we can get things meaning the opposite in different contexts contemporaneously. For example, in the political world, the name of the Liberal Party in Australia is actually different to how the word liberal is defined.
Ah, okay, so inversion in politics.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you want to be confused, go and look at some stuff about politics in America and try and make sense of it. When they talk about, when they use words like liberal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't mean the same thing at all. Our Liberal Party is their Labor Party. So, I mean, do people actually realise that? I don't know.
I don't know either, because when you look up, type in the term liberal into Google, it comes up with, this is definitions like willing to accept behaviour or opinions different to one's own, open-minded to new ideas, political context favouring politics that are socially progressive and promote social welfare, and it goes on and on, stuff like that. So it's the opposite to what we associate with political conservatism.
Yeah, well, and that's how they use the word politically, whereas over here we...
It just refers to the party, right?
Yeah, basically.
No one would use the term
the word liberal. No, not really.
Because it's, like, too confusing. Yeah. And another thing I thought of as well to do with politics is the idea of... Because environmentalism is more associated with the left, right? Taking care of the environment and cutting down on pollution and this and that.
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
But then you've got the Conservative Party, right? But then there's the idea of to do with, like, nature or heritage, national parks or whatever. You want to be a conservationist. So you've got conservative and, like, conservate. So that's just another, like, perhaps contradiction in terms.
Yeah, they seem to never end, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Contradictions in language. In fact, you get to a point where you find it difficult to derive meaning in anything because things can become so confusing when you cross-reference the meaning of words to different peoples and places.
That's right. But inversion, it has a usage in a lot of different contexts, right, John? We've got...
Well, there's lots of different kinds of inversion. Yes, there are. The language one may be the most obvious one, but there's inversions in all kinds of areas.
So we've heard this... I just thought of this in regards to the politics thing. So we've heard the expression, the winning side writes the history books, right? And so when it comes to different cultural narratives... about what's really going on with aspects of history and with a battle and opposing sides. A lot of the time, different countries will take on the opposite propaganda. Like, they'll accuse the other country of doing the stuff that the other country's saying they're doing. And so we get these, you know, we get this idea of, like, revisionist history and, you know, comes in... I was thinking of the example of, like, Westerns with, like, the good guy is the cavalry in the old movies, but then they make it like the Indians are the good guys and the more progressive ones.
Yeah, it depends which side you're on. Mm. And, of course, the winners write the stories. So they get, you know, yeah. It gets inverted when you look at the two different sides of any story, I guess.
That's right.
You come across the inversion of the clash.
And there's the inversion as well in terms of contradictions of what people say and what they do. And we see this in politics as well. When you look at what politicians say they're going to do before they get into office and what they're running on, and then look at what they actually do when they're in there. A lot of the time, most of the time perhaps, there's a huge disparity there.
Yeah, and that's a pretty frustrating thing to deal with. But... on a personal note, I can certainly say that I'm not always the person that I think I am and that I want to be. I catch myself being someone else quite often, so that's kind of interesting.
But, you know, contradiction and opposites, it does add a bit of flavour to life. It can make things a bit more interesting. It's not necessarily a bad thing.
So I just thought of another kind of inversion. That would be in physics, in their description of matter, we've got matter and antimatter. So we've got this kind of concept of matter that's the opposite of matter in some way. This is not really explained. But I do know if these things come together, it's not good.
What can happen?
Annihilation.
Of reality?
Well, of matter. When matter and antimatter come together, they destroy each other.
And what happens?
Because they're opposites. Well, there's nothing left. Supposedly. But and then in meteorology, there's another kind of inversion. And this is a kind of inversion. When you look the word up, this one comes up a lot. This is a temperature inversion. And this is important in air travel, aeroplanes, because it affects pressure and wind gradients, which affect flight. And so if you proceed into a massive inversion, when you're flying along, you can just get pushed into the ground. There's nothing much you can do about it.
Damn, were you familiar with that expression before...
I was familiar with the phenomena because, I like the atmospheric sciences, and I do know that things get colder the the higher you go until you get to the thermosphere, which is this area of the atmosphere that's very hot, apparently thousands of degrees. So that's an inversion of temperature. But, you know, the world is just full of them. Inversions all over the place. We've got... So in medicine, we also have inversions. We've got genetic inversions, which are some kind of chromosomal inversion. I'm not sure of the details of that. That sounds nasty. Don't think I'd want to have one of those.
No.
There's another kind of inversion that Freud talked about. You familiar with Sigmund Freud?
Of course.
Now, he's not really in favour at the moment. But he was a sexologist. He was a part of a revolution in the beginning of the 1900s, a sexual revolution that was supposed to free us from the bonds of our subconscious, which, according to Freud, was all sexually motivated. And he basically used the term in terms of homosexuality. So the inversion of sexual behaviours of not only people but animals. And these days you'll come across it in zoology, since Freud is not talked about too much and sexologists don't get a great platform these days. In zoology, it's everywhere. Goldfish change sexes, trees do it, a lot of organisms don't really have male and female sexes like we do. So there's a fair bit of inversion going on there sexually.
The inversion part, like, yes. So it's this theory of homosexuality, and I'm just looking on Wikipedia about it, and they're saying that this belief suggests like an inborn reversal of the gender traits, so like the male were inclined towards like traditionally female pursuits or like dressing and vice versa. So that's an interesting idea. That's speaking to the idea of the, you know, the woman's, the trans kind of idea as well, like the woman's soul inside the man's body or vice versa kind of thing.
Well, cross-dressers, that'd be an inversion of dress protocols, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Dress inversion.
Yeah.
And also we have fashion inversions that you were talking about before.
That's a good one, yeah, because there was these certain, shoes, they're like sort of slides kind of thing called Crocs. I don't know if you've heard of them, John, but they're like these kind of shoes with all these holes in them, and they look like a kid's like sand bucket that's been hacked up and turned into a shoe or something. No.
Some kind of thong, are they?
Yeah, but and I used to get bullied for wearing them as a kid, but now all the, you know, Instagram influencers and stuff wear them and stuff like that.
Well, it's like short back and sides. And nobody would be caught dead with a haircut like that when I was a kid. But unless you worked at a bank or something in these
right,
days,
right.
Like, look, there's barbershops everywhere.
And it's a weird time as well with all the, like, the grooms, like beards and shaved heads and stuff like that. I don't know if that's ever happened before, but...
I don't think the shaved heads...
Yeah.
I've never seen that in any pictures or drawings.
It's because, like, men don't wear hats anymore.
That's it.
So they, like...
Well, they're self-conscious, and it's a thing that happens to men. We get these bald spots.
Yeah, yeah.
And what do you do about it? Just cut all your hair off.
Mm. An inversion... So there's the cultural inversions that go on, and... When it comes to this opposites idea, a lot of the cultural inversion comes across in, like we say, I was mentioning the kind of entertainments or social commentaries that seek to provide justice for, like, a narrative, a cultural narrative that's become perceived to be incorrect. And so there's this element of revenge with the way that this stuff is done. And when it comes to a lot of these movements, rather than being about an idea of justice, it's about like, well, let's victimize people the way that we think we have been and, you know, like be in a position of power. And it makes me think of the idea of Satan rebelling against God. You know, people associate the idea of inversion. Some people associate this idea of inversion with Satanism as well. But we haven't even mentioned Saturnalia. We have in the past, but...
Yes, we kind of touched on that in our holiday show back at Christmas time.
Yeah, Saturnalia was this ancient Roman festival. And it was in the worship of the god Saturn.
That's right. It was picked up by the Roman Catholics and practiced by the Catholics at Christmas time. But it was a Roman celebration.
Yeah, and it was a time when the slaves were treated like kings. So there was this idea of, like, the role reversal where the people that were, like, normally had all the power were, like, put in the stocks for a day and had fruit thrown at them and stuff like that. And like,
yeah, the slaves got into the master's chair and drank his wine, yeah, and his grapes and fondled his, his wife or something. And in the Roman Catholics, they got the page boys and the altar boys to like run the administration of the church for the day.
Very strange, very strange. And interesting, this association with Saturn. There's got to be more to do with that I want to look into this connection there between Saturn and inversion.
Another type of inversion that I've come across is in prenatal care. There is inversion, which is actually, it's kind of like in yoga. There's an inversion in yoga, and basically that refers to anything where your head is below your heart. It's an inverted pose. Now, in prenatal care, they train they go through this process before childbirth, where they actually do this posture that makes more room for the baby to more easily traverse the territory, let's say. Not sure of the details, but that's a kind of inversion. Now, in mathematics, there are also inversions, of course.
I thought...
the land of mass. It's got to do with the inversion of points in space, but it's all very confusing because in mathematics, these things are axiomatically defined by their parametrization, which means to say they're defined by their usage, which means to say they're not defined. So a point is, you know, you define a point by drawing a line and you say the two ends of the line are the point. You define a line by drawing two points and connecting them. So it's a circular discussion which goes nowhere.
And they call it inversion.
No, there's a process of inversion that they do where they move the points around in space and they say this is an inversion of the points in space.
Right.
I wouldn't be any more detailed than that because I don't really understand it. But there you go, the mathematical inversion. And also... my area of pseudo expertise in audio engineering, every channel has a phase inverter on it. And what that does is it flips the phase of the channel in relation to the other channels. It flips it 180 degrees out of phase, which in audio is an inversion of the signal. which basically means if I took another channel of audio with this voice on it and I flipped the phase inverter and brought that channel up, the two channels would cancel each other out. So maybe that's what's going on with all these inversions. Is it really about cancellation in the end? Perhaps. Something to think about.
Another example that I thought was rather interesting to do with language, and this is an example of very similar type of words, but meaning the opposite things. And so when it comes to the word to oversee, it means to observe something, to supervise something. But when it comes to overlook, it suggests an omission that you didn't see something, you missed something. But to see and look means the same thing, right? But then, yeah, so basically oversee and overlook mean opposite things. And another example of inversion as well I thought about was my younger brother saying, referring to women he finds to be very beautiful as bad, or she's a baddie, or something like that.
Yeah, English is great, isn't it? Not only does their spelling not follow its own rules, but words have opposite meanings.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard to make sense of English, the international language. Is it any wonder why they want to make it the international language of communication?
Mm, yeah.
I think there might be better ones.
I think
so. Let's all speak Spanish. At least that's phonetic.
Para siempre.
Mm. Or Thai, where they sing their words.
That would be cool.
Aston Martin, push button motor, me goes on the ice, anti-sober, don't get hurt, turn around and throw it in reverse, let me see how you work, you boy smoking dirt, we smoking Larry Bird, Saint Laurent straight jacket, go berserk, turn around and throw it in reverse, DB11 is a verse, it goes skirt. Keep a panty, drop a riding shotgun like she Kurt. Weaving through the traffic with my ratchet in a purse. In a Saint Laurent straight jacket, if I crash, I go berserk. Overseas, I need a visa. Breezing in the visa, try to see me when I'm speeding. You get burnt like Derek Jeter, and my Nina, she's a diva. Purdy like Lupita, Peter Piper, pick a pussy, make her pack my millimeter. Chilling on the chain, but the seats is heated. Shawty wanna race like a beaver, leave it. Spent 3 G's on the sneakers, like 3 stripes in a slash, I'm undefeated. Rick Owens, I'm tiptoeing. Push button, Kim Jong. Roll through, looking so cool in the old school like Vince Vaughn. Vroom, vroom. Nitro hit the turbo. Pull the Ace Spades up. We don't want no Merlot. Cop the coupe, drop the roof, pop out the top like I'm a turtle. Oh. Then she turn around and throw it in reverse though. Aston Martin, push button motor. Me goes on the ice. Anti-sober. Don't get hurt.
Watch out.
Turn around and throw it in reverse. Woo. Let me see how you work. You boy smoking dirt. We smoking Larry Bird. Saint Laurent straight jacket. Go berserk. Don't get hurt. Turn around and throw it in reverse.
Yeah. Bend that ass over, throw it backwards. Moonwalking to the pussy like I'm Michael Jackson. Make a film with your bitch, turn into an actor. Shimmy eye and then she ate a pill after. I get clothes from Vaccarello, I get ceiling from Slimane. I get packages from Paris, drop that FedEx on my name. I get runway off the runway to the runway on the plane. Told you we are not the same, see that's...
Just remember something we told you, that talking is overrated and dancing is underrated.
So true. Oh, is that your wrap up?
Yeah.
Bye bye. See you all later.
We hope you've enjoyed the show.
We hope you've got some insight into
the inverted world we live in.
We hope you're feeling a little bit more inverted than you were when you joined us today.
Enjoy the rest of Opposite Day. I didn't even talk about Opposite Day as well.
Happy Opposite Day.
You're
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.